This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. When I was a boy, I was worried about consumerism. I heard about it from adults and on television. It seemed some folks were consumerists. They were greedy and a bit stupid, and I didn't want to become like them. Some years later, I'm still wary of consumerism, but I also have an eBay account and a collection of superhero action figures. Have I failed, or is consumerism more complicated than shopping for toys? To begin, there's nothing wrong with consuming. We have to. We metabolize food and drink, we use up raw materials for shelter, clothing, tools. The philosopher Karl Marx called this the everlasting nature-imposed condition of human existence. In fact, consumption is part of most definitions of life itself. Life takes in energy and transforms it. So, perhaps consumerism is buying more than we need. Well, sort of, but what do we need? If merely filling our bellies and covering ourselves from the weather is what we need, then much of civilization is consumerism. No music, painting, sculpture, no philosophy, certainly no national radio broadcasters. By consumerism, sometimes we just mean folks who have more than we do. Seven cars is consumerism, but two isn't, right? But my family doesn't own any cars. Does that make your two-car families consumerist? We can't simply draw a line in our own garage and call everything beyond it consumerism. Some identify consumerism with materialism. The word suggests an obsession with things, a need to buy until our homes are filled with stuff. But highlighting goods doesn't take services into account. Some might own very little. They might throw away their possessions, live in expensive minimalist hotels, or pay for luxury cruises. Is that materialism? Consumerism isn't simply buying and spending too much or filling the planet with waste. These are just symptoms of a bigger sickness. Consumerism is a modern way of looking at the world and ourselves. For a consumerist, the planet is a market. We exist to buy and sell commodities within this market, and commodities have no value other than their price. They also have no past and no future. They exist in the marketplace or not at all. In this world, buying and selling is the chief good. We must consume this way or we risk financial crises. But we get bored because the products are often pointless, or only exciting because of advertising, or we need to compete with the other cool kids. So commodities are produced and consumed ever more quickly, and businesses move with equal haste to keep costs down. Lower wages and fewer health and environmental laws. It doesn't matter that we've lost 10% of the planet's wilderness in 10 years, or that there are some 5 trillion pieces of plastic in the oceans. These are so-called externalities. They're not part of the market. It doesn't matter that our cheap clothes are investments in the exploitation of Bangladeshi women. What matters for consumerists is a busy economy. In this light, consumerism isn't just a few manic shoppers with status anxiety. It's a global system which is maintained by governments, corporations, lobby groups, and many millions of so-called rational consumers. How do we overcome consumerism? Some barter or form collectives, some grow community gardens, some create for creation's sake, not profit, authors, musicians, dancers. I don't pretend to offer an easy answer, but it won't be by just buying or spending less. At the very least, we need to question whether buying and spending are our chief reasons for being.